File number EE249. Personal file from Esat Echt. Personal log, Dr. Rose Franklin. Location, assigned residence, Etyacht region.
I have felt vulnerable, powerless even, since we arrived on this world. But it came with a feeling of excitement, like a child riding a roller coaster for the first time. Now there is nothing but helplessness. My friend is dying, and I can't help him. I can't see the world around me. I can't see anything else. It was stupid of me to think I could find a cure. I'm not a geneticist. I don't know enough about DNA to even recognize what I'm looking for. I thought I could trick the Echt into doing some of the work for me, but they saw me coming a mile away. Deception doesn't come naturally to them, and they're not really good at detecting it. Or at least, they weren't. They're fast learners. The Echt won't pass on new knowledge to us, but we humans know a hell of a lot more about genetics than I do. I told them I could get information if I were on Earth. I could read papers, talk to people. I don't have access to all the research we've done. I don't have access to anything. I've explained that to them in every way that I could, but they don't believe me. Or they don't care. I just need more data. It's not fair. All I want is to save my friend. I have to save him. I can't find the right mutations. Even if I had found them, I wouldn't know what to do next. I need to study how their weapon worked, how it found the right cells, and what it did to them. They won't let me. I understand why they won't let me play with that weapon. It was designed specifically to kill them, people with Echt DNA. I understand that now. I didn't when I asked them for a sample. They were confused at first. They became agitated and threw me out of the lab. I suppose that I promised to be careful doesn't quite cut it when it comes to weapons of mass destruction. I'll need to find a new place to work in. I get the feeling I'm not welcome there anymore. I'm not giving up. I don't care what they tell me. I'll do what I have to do. I discovered ancient alien artifacts buried in every corner of the world. I put together a giant robot that can lay waste to entire cities. I stopped an alien invasion, for God's sake. I can save one man. Everything I've done now seems insignificant next to Eugene's life. I've lost people before. I've lost the people closest to me, and I can live with that. I can, because there was nothing anyone could have done. But they can save Eugene. They can cure him in a matter of minutes without effort. I respect and I even understand their principles. Where Eva and Vincent see arrogance, I see profound humility. There is a deep respect for life and the universe and their refusal to mess with it. But we're not talking about life as a whole. We're talking about a life, my friends. It might be me who is arrogant, but I don't want to see that life gone so needlessly. I'll convince them. I'll convince them it's in their best interest to help him. I'll find a way to make them bend their rules. I'll steal the medication if I have to.